Today's scripture reading is in Ephesians chapter 5 from 15 verse 15 to 21.
今天我们所要读的圣经章节是从以弗所书第五章十五节读到二十一节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 20,
以弗所书第五章十五到二十一节。
Start with the English.
我们先用英文来读。
Therefore be careful how you walk. Let's read really loud. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what they will be Lord's is. And do not get drunk with wine, for this is present, for he filled with the Spirit.Speaking to one another in songs and hymns and spirit song, singing and making melodies with your hearts to the Lord. Always give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
好，我们用中文读十五到二十一节。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当向智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱，口唱心和的赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Today I want to share a topic called "In the Fear of the Lord."
今天所要跟各位分享的信息就是敬畏神。
This topic is difficult to deliver.
这个题目很难来说。
Because we are used to fall in love with Jesus Christ.
因为我们很习惯，就是我们跟主耶稣相爱。
We all taught many, many times that Jesus, God is love.
我们常常在讲神就是爱。
In love, there's no fear.
在爱里没有惧怕。
So we are so careless that we know there's no fear in God.
所以我们就不是很当心，因为我们知道在神里面应该是没有惧怕。
This is 100% truth.
这是完全正确。
But there's another way, another end, another truth.
但是另外有一个真理。
God wants us to fear Him.
神要我们敬畏他。
Seems like contradictory.
这表面上看起来好像彼此冲突。
But it's complementary.
但这是互相搭配。
For example, right now I'm fearful.
举例来说，现在我是非常敬畏。
Anyone deliver God's message, His word, gotta be fearful.
每个人来传讲神信息的人都要非常的敬畏。
Because he is holy, his righteousness.
因为神是神圣的。
We cannot completely be his servant and deliver his message correctly.
我们必须要敬畏心才能够当他的仆人来传讲他的信息。
So if I'm not fearful, I cannot stand here.
如果我不怀着敬畏的心，我就没办法在这边站立得住。
But even I'm trembling in love,I should not believe. I have no fear.
但是虽然我在爱里我有点战惊，但是我并没有恐惧。
Because this love will make me fearless.
因为这个爱让我毫无惧怕。
Because this love, I know, even I make mistake, He'll forgive me.
因为有因着这个爱，我知道就算我犯错，他也会原谅我。
So this is a complete truth.
所以这是一个完全正确的真理。
So today I'd like to share this topic.
所以今天我要跟各位分享这个主题。
When we read these passages a few moments ago,
当我们刚刚念的这些经文，
you know, notice there are a few keywords.
我们可以看到有几个比较重要的字句。
Starting with how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise.
这开始讲到我们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
And you have to make the most of your time.
而且我们要爱惜光阴。
Because the days are evil.
因为现今的世代邪恶。
And you have to understand the will of God.
我们必须要明白神的旨意。
Finally, it says, and be subjective to one another in the fear of Christ.
而且我们又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
So wise, time, foolish, understand the will of God and fear of Christ. It's all compact in this verse.
所以智慧
光阴，
所以智慧光阴我们要存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服，这些字句都浓缩在这一段经文里头。
I have to admit this verse, these verses are full of wisdom.
我们知道这些经文他们是充满了智慧的。
You can read over and over and over and try to understand.
我们可以不断的一直来读，来尝试来了解这些经文。
But I think the most important one is the verse 21.
但是我觉得最重要的一句就是21节。
And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
就当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
Really, we be asked that we fear Christ. 很少。Really,
但我们很少真正的来对基督有一个敬畏的心。
Let me see how many people, how many of you young people especially fear of Christ?
我想问我们年轻人
One, two, three,
多少人有敬畏基督的心。
Oh, I see. Okay, you say you fear him. I have to see proofs.
你说你敬畏耶稣基督，我要看证明。
I said, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's not fear.
你若不断的口中说我爱你，这不是敬畏。
There are ways of to see.
这个我们可以有底下的方法我们来看。
The first part of most of the Bible,especially in the Old Testament, talk about a lot of foolish people.
我们的圣经尤其是旧约里头谈到这个愚昧的人。
I would say a lot of Christians very actively pursue God with their own effort and diligence.
我想很多的基督徒他们都用自己的心或自己的努力想要来追求神。
However, without the true fear of God, one is left knowing nothing.
但是呢，我们没有，如果没有敬畏神的心呢，我们就完全的就没办法得着神。
So, pursue God is not only through our effort and diligence, but the key ingredients is we need the true fear of God.
所以我们追求神不但是光光靠着自己的努力和我们的勤奋。我们必须要有一个敬畏神的心。
Because fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
因为敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Also, the true fear of God, a person, without the true fear of God, a person is a fool.
如果没有真正敬畏神的心，这个人就是个愚昧的人。
Because the true fear of God is also the beginning of wisdom.
因为敬畏神也就是智慧的开端。
A person does not even know God or begin to have any wisdom if they do not fear God.
如果一个人他没有敬畏神的心，他就完全没有智慧。
These are the conclusions the Bible taught us.
这些是圣经所教导我们的一些结论。
But to make matter worse, many, many false teachers, Christian false teachers, starting try not to tell this in this type of thing.
但是让事情更糟的是，有很多假教师，他们就让我们 不往这方面去思想。
Without the true fear of the Lord, the result is people continue to be foolish.
如果没有这个敬畏神的心呢，人们就继续做的愚昧的事情。
Let's see, what is fear of the Lord?
那我们来看到底什么是敬畏神的心。
When we talk about fear in the Lord, we're not only talk about terrible, horrible terror or fear, afraid of him.
我们讲到敬畏神并不是讲到恐怖或者我们对神怀着一个恐惧的心。
To the children of God, it means awe.
敬畏神代表了敬畏，就是代表敬畏。
And the reverence,
敬虔。
Respect,
尊敬。
veneration
敬拜
obeisance
敬重
adoration
敬慕
all these are out of love
这些都是因着爱神发出来的心
so this is the main essence of fear of the Lord
所以这就是敬畏神的根本
let's see we haveLike summarized into seven items that this fear of the Lord may come up into actions.
我底下就归纳了七点，我们因为敬畏神所会发出来的行动。
The first is true fear turns.
第一个就是我们敬畏神，我们就会回转。
There is no way someone who fears God can continue in sin.
我们只要有一个敬畏的神的心，我们就没办法继续再活在罪中。
Because by fear of the Lord, one depart from evil.
因为我们人如果敬畏神，我们就会远离邪恶。
That's in Proverbs 16 verse 6.
这个是在箴言16章第6节。
Those who fear God repent.
敬畏神的就会悔改。
And they love correction.
他们就喜爱管教。
That's in Proverbs 12.
这是在箴言十二章。
Because they know it is the way of life.
因为他们知道这是生命之道。
That's in Proverbs chapter 6.
这是在箴言第六章。
So in Proverbs chapter 14:27, I can read to you is this.
所以在箴言十四章二十七节，我可以先读。
The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to turn one away from snares of death.
敬畏耶和华就是生命的泉源，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。
In other words, if you keep a heart of a fear of the Lord, it keeps you into the right direction.
换句话说，我们只要怀着敬畏神的心，他就帮助我们走上正道。
I remember when I just became a Christian 30 years ago.
我还记得在30年前，当我刚开始成为基督徒的时候。
In the first 6 months, I was really happy and proud.
在头六个月，我非常的高兴，而觉得非常的骄傲。
I find I'm the only one love the Lord.
我觉得我是唯一爱主的一位。
I see a lot of people in the church, especially all Christians, they are wishy-washy.
尤其我看到我周围，尤其那些老的基督徒，我觉得他们非常的好像有点马马虎虎。
They are not able to dare to say anything right.
他们没办法讲任何的真理。
So I give them a lot of criticism.
所以我常常的批评他们。
I'm proud that I can correct their mistakes.
我很感到骄傲，就是我可以更正他们的错误。
Until one day, a sister, slightly younger than me.
直到有一天有一个比我稍微年轻的姐妹
He said, Ron, you are not doing right thing.
她说王总你做的是不对的
You should not criticize them.
你不应该批评他们
It is offensive to the Lord.
这个对神来说是非常的不使神喜悦的
This is the house of God.
这是神的家
You cannot be a disturbance inside.
你不能在里头帮神的道忙
just one advice like that keep me turn away
就是单单因着那一个劝诫就让我回转
I dare not to criticize people anymore
我不再敢随便的批评别人
if you want me to tell one thing that why I can spiritual my growth is continuously going upwards withoutinterruption, I can tell you, this is the turning point.
如果你们想想看，我这个属灵的道路上，我能够渐渐的往上走，这个是一个转捩点。
I mean, not knowing all the Bible verses clearly.
我也许没办法记得所有的圣经经句。
Maybe I don't know much about what God's saying.
也许我并不了解很多神所讲的话。
But somehow, I find fear.The Lord and respect God's authority is the way make me continue to grow.
但是我发现了，要让我继续的在属灵上有所增长，我必须要有一个敬畏神的心。
this fear is not really afraid he'll punish me, but the fear that I may make him disappointed.
这个敬畏并不是怕神来处罚我，而是我怕神他会失望。
So in the proverb, chapter 8, verse 13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil."
所以在箴言第八章讲，敬畏神就是远离恶事。
Many of us hate evil, right?
我们很多人都都厌恶这个恶事。
We try our best to resist evil.
我们尽我们所能，我们要抵挡这个邪恶。
Most time we fail.
但是常常我们失败。
Because evil likes us to use our own power to resist him. Anyway, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil.
所以这个敬畏神就是远离恶事。
That means fear of the Lord equals hate evil. Okay.
所以敬畏神就是代表我们厌恶这个邪恶。
Second point is true fear is confident.
第二点就是真正的敬畏就是充满了信心。
You may say, oh, if I fear the Lord, I lost all my confidence.
你也许会认为如果我敬畏神我就会丧失我所有的信心。
That's totally wrong.
这是完全错误的。
In Proverbs 14 verse 26 says this,In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge.
箴言14章26节讲到敬畏耶和华的大有倚靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
See, the confidence in the Lord and the refuges in the Lord all come from in the fear of the Lord.
所以在神里面的信心和在神里面的依靠都是从敬畏神来的。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, it says, Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
在传道书12章13到14节这边讲到敬畏神谨守他的诫命这是人所当尽的本分因为人所做的事连一切隐藏的事无论是善是恶神都必审问
The third point is fear, true fear is content
第三点就是真正的敬畏就是满足
When you want satisfied in the Lord
当我们在神里面我们需要满足的时候
You gotta have a true fear of God
我们必须要有真正敬畏神的心。
Only in this true fear, there's a great satisfaction.
必须要有这个真正敬畏神的心，我们才会得到真正的满足。
The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. That's in Proverbs 19.
在箴言十九章这边讲到敬畏耶和华的得着生命他必恒久知足不遭祸害
See, this is the source of satisfaction is through fear of the Lord
所以我们看到这个知足的根源就在敬畏神的心
King David feared the Lord
大卫王对神有敬畏的心
That's why he can say the Lord is my shepherd I should not want
所以他会讲耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏
The fourth item is true fear is wisdom.
第四点就是真正敬畏神的心就是智慧。
Since the fear of God is wisdom, it is no wonder that those who fear God are taught by God, and therefore has the wisdom of God.
既然敬畏神的心就是智慧，所以那些敬畏神的人，他们就是遵守神的教诲。
My mother used to tell me that You do not read the Bible so diligently. How come you know so much?
我妈昨天就教训我说，你没有常常读圣经，为什么你知道的这么多呢？
I have no idea. I guess probably that's the source of wisdom come from.
我也不知道，也许这个就是我这个知识的来源。
Because Fear of the Lord is wisdom, equals wisdom, and those fear God are taught by God.
因为敬畏神就是智慧，我们敬畏神的人就遵从神的教导。
I wish you all taught by God, not taught by man.
但愿我们所有的人都是被神来教导，而不是被人所教导。
God taught you one sentence for your everlasting for all your life.
神教导我们一句话，就我们就会终身的受用。
He taught by man, this year comes in, this year comes out.
如果教导是从人而来呢，我们从左耳进右耳出。
Here says, Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. That's in Psalm 25.
诗篇25篇这边讲到，谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
This is our prayer. We want to walk in the way the Lord guides us.
这就是我们的祈祷，我们愿意遵从神的领导，我们走他的道路。
The source is fear of the Lord.
这个根源就是在敬畏神的心。
Those who fear God has an anointing from the Lord, which says 1 John, and receive special instructions from Him.
凡是敬畏神的敬畏神的人，他会得从神那边得到他的高抹，我们也会从那边得到特别的指示。
In Psalm 25, Verse 12 to 14, let me read to you. The secret of the Lord is that those with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
诗篇25篇这边讲到，神的奥秘是在存在那些心里对他敬畏的人，他会将他的约指示给他们。
So King Solomon was right. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以所罗门王讲得很对，我们敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
It is also the midpoint of wisdom, and it is also the end of wisdom.
也是智慧的终端，也是智慧的结尾。
In fact, the fear of the Lord is wisdom itself.
事实上，敬畏神就是智慧他自己。
The fifth point is very important.
第五点是非常重要的。
True fear does not fear man.
真正的敬畏并不怕得罪人。
Mr. Wang Mingdao wrote an article.
王明道弟兄他写了这篇文章。
Which is in Chinese. The title is Fear of Man.
这个题目就是怕得罪人。
Why we fear of man? Because we do not fear God.
我们为什么怕得罪人？因为我们不对神没有敬畏的心。
I'll read a few. We'll let you get a taste of that.
我就从中间读几段，让大家知道这段这篇文章是说什么。
We all know that preachers' purpose, the mission is to speak God's messages and point out the evil.
我们明知道传道士的使命是代神说话，而且责备群众的罪恶。
Should warn them escape the future danger.
要警告他们逃避将来的危险。
And to tell them to abide Jesus Christ.
劝他们投靠救主耶稣。
If he does this way, there are a lot of people like the darkness and do not like the light will object him.
但如果这样做，护恶不俊，喜爱黑暗，不喜爱光明的人，一定要起来反对。
Just because of fear of men, therefore many preachers.Dare not to fulfill his obligation.
就是因为怕得罪人，所以很多神的仆人就没办法做忠心的仆人。
Afraid to talk about what is they supposed to talk about.
他们很害怕讲他们所应当讲的话。
Therefore, in front of God, they become a bad servant.
因此就在神面前做了不忠心的恶仆。
Many of them knows that there are corrupted people in the church.
他们明知道教会中腐败分子是害群之马。
They also know that they should, according to the Bible's teaching, to point out and score these people.
他也明知道按着圣经中的教训，教会的领袖应当去 劝责这些人。
If they do not listen, they should chase them out of church.
如果他们不听从，应当把他们从教会中赶出去。
But if you do this, you will get a lot of people's complaint.
但是你如果这么做，你就会得到很多人的抱怨。
So because of a man, most of people are silent.
所以我们因为怕得罪人。
So that you see the church becomes very filthy.
所以把教会弄得污秽不堪。
So these leaders, these churches becoming evil's territory.
所以这些人呢就把教会变成魔鬼的巢穴。
Well, many of them knows you cannot close to evil.
我们明知道绝对不可跟罪恶并一切抵挡神违背真理的事妥协。
But if you compromise with these, then you're going to cause a lot of problems.
但是我们如果真的妥协，我们就会制造了许多的问题。
Just because of fear of man, many Christians gave up their own faith.
就因为怕得罪人，许多基督徒就放弃了他们自己的主见。
So you compromise with evil.
跟罪恶妥协。
Shaking hands with the wicked man.
跟作恶的人携手。
So a fear of a man is a very wrong concept.
所以怕得罪人是一种非常可恶的观念。
Fear of man caused many people felt, many Christians fell into the evil hands.
怕得罪人这句话也害了许多的信徒。
Fear of a man is Satan's strategy.
怕得罪人，这也是撒旦他的计谋。
Fear of man is Christians surrender's white flag.
怕得罪人，这也是基督徒所竖起的白旗。
Fear of man is the failure gate.
所以怕得罪人也是失败的门。
So there are a lot of things more than that.
这里头还有许许多多的事情。
I think we are afraid of man.
我想我们都怕得罪人。
Because man I can see, he can cause me a lot of trouble.
因为人我们可以看到，而且他会给我们很多的问题。
God is love, he will forgive me if I just do not speak for him to this time.
是神是爱，他即使我这次不为着他说话，他会原谅我。
So because of we do not fear God, we'll fear man.
因为我们不敬畏神，所以我们就怕得罪人。
So the wicked man in the church can do whatever they want.
所以在教会当中邪恶的人他们就可以为所欲为。
Nobody dares to point out their problems.
没有人敢指责他们的问题。
The sixth item is the true fear is the word of God.
第六点就是真正敬畏神的心就是神的话。
It is strange that true fear, fearing God is God's word.
这是有点奇怪，为什么敬畏神就是神的话呢？
I never can understand before.
这我以前没办法了解。
The fear of the Lord is not only the beginning of wisdom and knowledge.
敬畏神不但是智慧的开端，也是知识的开端。
It is wisdom itself.
他也是智慧他自己。
Christ is wisdom.
耶稣就是智慧。
Christ is the word of God.
基督就是神的话。
Fear of the Lord is wisdom.
敬畏神就是智慧。
So, the fear of the Lord is instruction of wisdom.
所以敬畏神呢就是智慧的训诲。
If we want to learn the word of God,
如果我们要学习神的话语，
I think the most beginning point is the fear of the Lord.
所以最重要就是要有敬畏神的心。
So the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom.
所以敬畏耶和华就是智慧的训诲。
Therefore, just as in 2 Timothy says,
所以就像提摩太后书所说的，
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
This is the verse we are so familiar.
这是我们非常熟悉的经文。
Behind that, the baseline is fear of the Lord is instruction or wisdom.
所以在这个背后呢，就是根据耶和敬畏耶和华就是智慧的训诲。
So in Proverbs chapter 13 verse 13, this is an important verse.
所以箴言十三章十三节讲到，这是一个非常重要的经文。
He who despises the word will be destroyed.
藐视训言的自取灭亡。
But he who fears the commandment will be rewarded.
敬畏诫命的必得善报。
Fearing the commandment and fear God are the same.
我们听到神的诫命跟敬畏神是一样的。
So if we do not fear God's commandment,
我们如果不敬畏神的诫命，
we are not fearing God.
我们就是不敬畏神。
Here example.
我给大家一个例子。
Every time brother sister come here to deliver God's messages,
每次弟兄姐妹站到讲台上，我们传讲神的信息的时候
，I ask around, everybody fears, everybody fears.
每个人都有一个敬畏神的心。
So we are so fearful that for about a month ago we are so nervous.
我们非常的敬畏神，所以在讲到一个月以前，我们就非常的紧张。
Approaching 1 week ago, we are getting nervous, crazy.
我们在讲到前一个礼拜，那就更紧张了。
So you guys sitting here feel so comfortable and nice.
你们大家坐在这边听的时候，非常的舒服，非常的安适。
We are so fearful in here.
但是我们站在前面，非常的有一个敬畏的心。
But now listen.
那请大家注意听。
If you hear God's messages, if you don't fear,
如果你听到神的信息，但是你没有一个敬畏神的心
，You're in trouble.
你就糟糕了。
We should be fearful. You should be fearful.
我们必须要敬畏，你们也必须要有个敬畏的心。
I think most of Christians listen to the preaching and messages for all their lives. They don't get anything.
我想有许多的基督徒，他们一辈子听神的信息，可是他们没有得着。
Many people even get lost.
有些人甚至迷失了。
I think the trick is here.
我想这个症结就在这里。
These messages you don't fear.
这些信息如果你没有敬畏神的心。
You think that's man's messages, you get one ear in, one ear out.
如果你认为这是从神来的信息，你就左耳进右耳出。
So, we all waste the time, just like the verse says.
我们就大家都是在浪费时间，就像我们刚才读的经文讲的。
Right? So, making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
我们必须要珍惜我们的光阴，因为现在世代是邪恶。
When we come here to worship,
当我们来这边敬拜
，fearful every word God says,
我们必须要敬畏神所说的每一句话。
Then these messages become God's messages to you.
然后这些信息就变成神对你所讲的信息。
And seven point, true fear lasts forever.
第七点就是真正敬畏神的心是存到永远。
This is interesting. What? We're going to fear him forever?
这很有趣，就是我们必须要对神永远的敬畏他吗？
Let me see. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fear you.
Oh, 你向敬畏你的人所应许的话，求你向
Also, in Proverbs 28, verse 14 says, How blessed is the man who fears always.
所以在箴言28章14节这边讲到敬畏神的人他们是多么的得祝
福。In English says, Who fears always, how blessed is the man.
英文讲到他们一直敬畏神的人他们是多么的得祝
福。And here,in Psalm 19 verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, endure forever.
在诗篇19章第9节这边讲到耶和华的道理洁净存到永远。
And also in Psalm 72 verse 5, they shall fear you as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations.
诗篇72章第五节也讲到太阳还存月亮还在人要敬畏你直到万代。
Look, we gotta fear him forever.
所以我们必须要永远存着敬畏神的心。
This is so important because if we stay with the Lord so closely, we have to keep a fearful heart.
这是非常重要，因为我们如果一直跟随主，我们必须一直保持一个敬畏神的心。
Okay, these are 7 points. I don't think you remember.
好，我刚才跟大家分享的是七点，我想你们大概也都忘了。
But at least you know there are so many places God wants us to fear Him.
但是至少我们知道，在许多的地方，神都要我们敬畏他。
Not to fear Him about punishment.
并不是怕他处罚我们。
Because with this heart, He can give you wisdom.
因为怀着这个敬畏神的心，他就会给我们智慧。
He will give you knowledge.
他会给我们知识。
I spoke in the last couple of times when the first topic was why we worship Satan.
前次我跟大家分享的信息就是讲到我们为什么要把荣耀归给撒旦。
Exactly. Why we give glory to Satan?
我们为什么把荣耀归给撒旦？
I think the main reason is we do not fear Lord.
我想最重要的原因就是我们并不敬畏神。
That's why we can do carelessly.
这也就是我们常常做的事情不在心不在焉。
Also, I mentioned about the kingdom comes.
而且我也跟大家分享了神的国度降临这个题目。
Why Christians do not worship the Lord as king?
为什么基督徒不把我们的神当成王来尊敬呢？
Why we do not submission to the word of God?
为什么我们对神的话我们不能够顺服呢？
Why we do not submission to the body of Christ?
为什么我们对基督的身体没办法顺服？
Why we do not submit to the people in Christ?
为什么我们对基督里的人没办法顺服？
Because main reason is we do not fear the Lord.
因为最重要的原因就是我们不敬畏神。
We think we can do anything we want in the kingdom of God.
我们认为我们在神的国度可以为所欲为。
Here's the application.
这次后面讲到是一些应用。
You can use different kinds of application. Here's what I summarize.
你们听到我刚刚讲的，你们可以做不同的应用。
The first.
第一点。
I will fear my heavenly Father.
我要敬畏我的天父。
Just like Job for his power and glory.
就像约伯敬畏神的全能。
I will fear my Father, Heavenly Father, because He is the creator of heaven and earth.
我要敬畏天父，因为他是创造宇宙的神。
He is an awesome God.
他是个大而可畏的神。
And I fear Him because we have to learn from Him much more.
我们敬畏神，是因为我们要从神那边学习更多。
I fear Him because He is worthy of fear.
我敬畏神是因为他是配得我们敬畏的神。
I'm not worried about he is going to beat me up, but I fear that he will give disciplines to me.
我并不怕他教训我，但是
discipline. I fear that he will give me discipline.
但是我怕他会教训我。
Because 管教。
管教。
Because I'm his child.
因为我是他的儿子。
Only the child will be punished.
只有属于他的子女会，他会管教。
So here in Psalm says, Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
所以在诗篇这边讲到，愿世上的居民都惧怕他。
You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry?
唯独你是可畏的，你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站得住呢？
When we ask God's presence,
当我们求神向我们显现，
This is our most satisfying moment.
这是我们最能够满足的一刹那。
If we don't have any heart of fearing,
如果我们没有一个敬畏的心，
His presence is totally not meaningful.
神的同在就没有意义。
We know His presence brings fear and love.
我们知道神的同在带来我们敬畏他的心，还有他的爱。
I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever.
我知道神一切所做的都必永存。
Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it.
无所增添，无所减少。
God does it, then man should fear before him.
神这样行是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。
Many times I thought about Job.
常常我想到约伯。
Because he was terrified of God.
因为他对神感到非常的畏惧。
Yeah, this is the word used many times in Job. Terrified of God.
这个字在约伯记用的非常多，就是他非常的畏惧。
But he had this confidence that comes with the fear of the Lord.
但是他因着敬畏神，他有这个信心。
So his confidence actually comes from fear of the Lord.
他的信心其实是从敬畏神而来。
The second point application is, I will fear my Savior Lord, Jesus Christ.
第二点就是我要敬畏主耶稣基督。
And his church.
还有他的教会。
I fear him not because he'll punish me again.
我敬畏他并不是他要教训我。
But if I do not fear him, I will make a lot of mistakes, and he will be wounded again and again.
但如果我不敬畏他，我就会继续不断的犯错，然后他就继续不断的受伤。
And carry my sins over and over.
然后继续不断的犯罪。
This is almost like I fear of offending him and shame his name.
这就是好像我很怕得罪他。把他的污秽了他的名。
I fear that I'm not worthy to his blood and offend his body.
我怕我不配他的宝血，然后得罪了他的身体。
His body is broken for me.
他的身体是为我破裂。
Also fear to offend his church.
而且我也担心我得罪他的教会。
I offend his church, which is his work.
我得罪了他的教会，这是他的工作。
He said, "I will build my own church."
他说，我就是我的教会。
This church is his church.
这是耶稣的教会。
I fear that I offend his church.
我很怕得罪耶稣的教会。
I lose my privilege to serve him.
我就丧失了我能够侍奉他的特权。
This is encouragement.
这是给大家一个鼓励。
Every time we serve the Lord in the church,
每当我们在教会侍奉神，
we have to keep this fearful heart.
我们必须保存了这个敬畏神的心。
Even if dust the chair, dust the carpet,
即使是我们吸尘或者是我们擦灰，
small things like that,
这种小事情，
you fear that you are not doing the right thing, the right job, and the right attitude.
你会有一个敬畏神的心，怕我们没办法很充分的、切实的做好这个小事。
Every time we come to worship,
每次我们来到这边敬拜神，
we should be on time.
我们必须要准时。
I fear that I'll offend him too.
我怕不准时的话会得罪神。
Because he is worthy of our worship.
因为他是配得我们的敬拜。
Why we come too late?
为什么我们迟到呢？
I'm also afraid to wear something offend him too.
我也很害怕穿着来得罪神。
Many of us, you wear this way, you cannot even enter the cruise ship dining room.
很多人我们的穿着甚至连这个游艇上面的这个餐厅我们都没办法进去。
Because they have dress code.
因为他们有他们的服装的规定。
We come here to worship our Lord.
我们来到这边敬拜我们的神。
We dress like hippies or sloppy.
我们穿得像嬉皮一样。
Because that's our freedom. God is love.
因为这是我们自由，神就是爱。
But you will lose a lot of blessings out of that.
因着这样，我们会丧失很多从神而来的祝福。
I also afraid that I may not be able to form fully into Christ's image and likeness.
我也担心我没办法让耶稣基督的形状在我身上完全的成型。
If I be sloppy in the church,
如果我在这个教会马马虎虎，
I offend your brothers and sisters，
我到处得罪弟兄姐妹，
I criticize anybody，
我到处的批评别人，
I criticize messengers，
我批评传道的人，
I criticize the Bible，
我批评圣经，
you will not have a chance to form like his image and likeness，
我们就没办法让他的耶稣基督的形象在我们身上成型。
That is the eternal will of God，
这是神永恒的旨意。
If I offend brothers and sisters，
如果我得罪弟兄姐妹，
I fear that they cannot see Christ in me，
我就怕他们在我身上看不到耶稣的形象。
But they see evil in me，
他们看到的是邪恶。
I am very fearful about that，
我对这个事情我觉得非常的担心害怕。
That's why in Ephesians we just read, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Christ.
所以在以弗所书我们刚刚读的，我们当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
Every time we talk submission, we do our best to submit.
每次我们讲到顺服，我们尽我们自己所能，我们来顺服。
But when we try our best, we normally cannot do it.
但是我们尽我们最大能力，常常我们还是做不到。
If we see Christ in every brother and sister，
如果我们看在弟兄姐妹身上我们看到基督，
I submit to brothers and sisters is submit to Christ himself，
我顺服弟兄姐妹就是顺服基督。
This is the source of submission，
这就是我们顺服的根源。
Finally I have to fear the Holy Spirit，
最后我们必须要对圣灵存这个敬畏的心。
Holy Spirit is a sensitive and precious one.
圣灵是非常宝贵的一位。
He is our comforter and wisdom.
他是我们的保惠师，也是我们的智慧。
He just like our wives and husbands.
他就像我们的配偶。
They love me.
他们爱我。
I fear not to harm them.
我也怕我不要伤害他们。
I fear to wound them.
我担心我会伤害他们。
I fear to break his heart.
我也担心我会使他们伤心。
You see, Holy Spirit is just like our husband and wife.
所以这个圣灵就像我们的配偶。
This is the place we got to be very careful.
所以这个地方我们是必须要非常的小心。
Otherwise, we cannot have a full of Holy Spirit filled life，
不然我们就没办法过着圣灵充满的生活。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1，
在哥林多后书第七章第一节，
perfecting holiness in the fear of God，
敬畏神得以成圣。
Without fear of God，Holiness is very far away.
如果我们不敬畏神，这个圣洁离我们就非常的遥远。
Also in Acts chapter 9 verse 31,
在使徒行传第九章三十一节，
The churches were built up and going on, be edified and walking in the fear of the Lord.
这个教会是在建立在我们必须要在敬畏神，在神那边被神分别为圣的这个根本上面。
That's why the early day church they can grow so fast.
所以这就是早期教会为什么成长那么快的原因。
Everybody fear the Lord.
每个人都敬畏神。
Everybody fear that they can damage the church or to harm the church.
每个人都怕他们会为教会带来损害。
So in these three areas.In three areas, fear our Heavenly Father, fear our Savior Christ, Lord Jesus, and fear the Holy Spirit. You can see the different levels of fearness.
所以在我们敬畏我们的天父，敬畏耶稣基督，敬畏圣灵，我们可以看到不同程度的敬畏。
Maybe I should summarize all these things by reading together this verse.
也许我可以让大家一起来读这段经文，我们来做个总结。
Let's turn to Job chapter 28.
让我们翻到约伯记第28章。
Job chapter 28, we start reading from verse 12 to the end of this chapter, verse 28.
我们一起来读约伯记28章，从12节读到28节。
Let's read these verses and keep it in mind.
让我们读这些经文之后，我们心里也谨记。
This is the one, this is the person who feared the Lord.
这就是一个敬畏神的人。
End up he gets wisdom.
现在他得到了智慧。
We start with reading in English.
我们先用英文来读。
Let's read loud and clear. Verse 12, But where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know his value.Nor is found in the land of living. The deep says, It is not in me, and the sea says, It is not with me. Pure gold cannot be given in exchange for it, nor can silver be weighted as its price. It is not the value of the gold of found, or precious onyx on sapphire. Gold or glass cannot equal it, nor can it be exchanged for articles of fine gold.Coral and crystals are not be mentioned, and the acquisition of wisdom is above that of ear. The topaz cannot equal, nor can it be valued in pure gold. Where does wisdom come from, and where is the place of understanding? There is hidden from the eyes and the conceit for the birds of the sight.And the pen and the death says, With our ears we have heard purported. God understands this way, and he knows its place. For he looks at earth of the earth, and then everything under heaven. When he inspired, weighed up the wind, and the man out of the wind upon the measure. When he set the limit for the rain, and the cause for the thunderbolt,Then he saw it and declared it. He established it also, searched it not. And no man, he said, and to propose evil is understanding.
好，我们用中文从十二节读到二十八节。然而，智慧有何处可寻？聪明之处在哪里呢？智慧的价值无人能知，在活人之地也无处可寻。深渊说不在我内，沧海说不在我中。智慧非用黄金可得，也不能凭白银为它的价值。而翡金和贵重的红玛瑙，并蓝宝石不足与较量，黄金和玻璃不足与比较，金晶的器皿不足与兑换，珊瑚水晶都不足论。智慧的价值胜过珍珠。古时的红碧玺不足与比较，金晶也不足与较量。智慧从何处来呢？聪明之处在哪里呢？是向一切有生命的眼目隐藏，向空中的飞鸟隐蔽。灭没和死亡说，我们风闻其名。神明白智慧的道路，晓得智慧的所在，因他鉴察直到地极，遍观普天之下。为风定轻重，又度量出水。他为雨露定命令，为雷电定道路。那时他看见智慧，而且述说他坚定，并且查究。他对人说：敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。
Brothers and sisters, may you have wisdom.
注意，我愿各位弟兄姐妹都能够得着智慧。
May you forever depart the foolishness.
愿大家永远的远离愚昧。
May this church become a wisdom, full of wisdom.
愿这个教会也充满了智慧。
Full the wisdom of the word of God.
充满了神话语的智慧。
Full the wisdom of the presence of God.
充满了神同在的智慧。
We continue to remember.
我们继续的记住。
God is an awesome God.
神是大而可畏的神。
He wants us to fear Him.
他要我们对他存着敬畏的心。
Out of this fear, He gave us confidence.
从这个敬畏，他给我们满足。
Give us satisfaction.
他给我们知足的心。
Give
他给我们智慧。
Give us His word.
他给我们他的话语。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your wisdom.
主，我们为你给我们的智慧向你献上感谢。
Your word is so clear.
你的话是 如此的清晰。
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
We are so lack of that.
我们是多么的缺乏智慧。
We've been searching all around.
我们一生一直在寻找智慧。
We spend a lot of time to work and hard.
我们一直在不断的努力来寻求。
We all missed one major point.
我们错过了这最重要的一点。
Fear of the Lord is the beginning.
就是敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
It's beginning of everything.
这是一切事物的开端。
You continue to teach us.
求你继续的来教导我们。
Give us opportunities to learn.
给我们能够有学习的机会。
Give us the wisdom to learn to one, respect one another.
给我们智慧，让我们学习如何来彼此尊敬。
To submit to one another.
彼此顺服。
Because we are all in the fear of Jesus Christ.
因为我们都怀着一个敬畏基督的心。
This is your church.
这是您的教会。
May your prosper us.
愿你使我们大家 昌盛。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
阿们。